Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, just begin to praise his name. Give him some praise. Good morning, Dropstick. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name, oh Lord, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Yes, we do, yes, we do, yes, we do. Oh, oh, oh. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now. Let's get ready to go in. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. High glory, your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word is forever settled in heaven. I'm going to say it again. Your word is forever settled in heaven. It is settled because it is so. Come on now, just begin to grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. Amen. Just want to put the scriptures up here. Share the video. Amen. Let's make sure. I want you to see this in the Word so that way you make a decision for yourself. Come on now. Here we go. Let's go. Father, lessen me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us, this ministry, the viewers, the broadcast watchers, their technology, the digital mediums shall prosper. Because this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. In the name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Now listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Now listen, I'm just sharing this broadcast with all my peoples. Come on, share the broadcast. I'm not going to be on long. I just want to give you a word of encouragement on this Monday morning, May 6th, amen, 2024, amen. Here we go. Now listen, we are in this time. We are in this season that God has designated as a season of favor for you, okay? Oh, my God, there we go. See, you are in what's called a set time. It's an appointed time. The Hebrew word from the word is moad or moadin. That means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. Ha, glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your moadin, your set time. Hey, glory. Hey, bro, ikeshe taraboko isha. Oh, my God. There it is right there. Oh, glory. See, we are in a set time. Now, this set time means that you didn't have anything to do with setting this appointment. This appointment was set and administrated, orchestrated, and dictated by Elohim, the Father, the Creator, okay? Because he created the set time. Because he created time, stepped out of it, and then he said, to everything there is a time and a season, or a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So he created time, and then he says that times and seasons shall be dictated or orchestrated or strategically worked through and by his purpose. Oh, come on, somebody. The purpose of God. The purpose. The purpose. The purpose. Ha, glory. The purpose of God. Hey, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Somebody better get this today. Because of the purpose of God in your life, for your life, how glory, God designated and he predestined, he ordained, he predestined, okay? He preordained this time for you to be here to hear this word. Amen. Come on now. Well, I wish I had somebody with me. When you understand that God created you with a purpose and everything that you've gone through, the Bible says all things work together. Okay, see, now you don't believe me. Oh, my God. There it is right there. All things work together for your good. Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Woo, my God. You better get this. Ha ha. All things work together. They work together. They work together for your good. Let me see. I know it's in the New Testament. Work together. Here we go. Ah, yes. Romans chapter 8. So let's get started right here. Father, we thank you. Less of me, more of you. None of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Romans 8:28, amen. Like I said, I'm just going to be here just for a few minutes. You give me 6 minutes, and then we're going to go in, and we're going to snatch. We're going to snatch everything that the enemy has tried to steal from you. Amen. Well, and we'll start at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capital S, itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. And he that searches, good morning, Cruiser, he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the sons or the saints according to what? The will of God. See, what you got to understand, that the times and seasons that you are in is according to the will of God. God ordained this time for you to hear this word. Come on, come on. Yes, Brother Reggie. Oh, Brother Reggie, Reggie, you still on? If you're still on, Brother Reggie, I want you to understand that God says, oh my God, oh my God. I just heard the Lord say, Brother Reggie Holmes, my brother, amen, out in Arizona, amen. Brother Reggie Holmes, I just heard the Lord say that he's going to add 3 more new countries for you to go and worship. There are other countries. He said, until this gospel is preached or shared to all nations, and you're helping get the gospel out through worship and praise. Oh, I heard 3 new countries you shall visit by summer's end. Ah, glory. For we know all things work together. For we know, and we know all things, and we know all things what? Work together for good. He didn't say it was going to feel good, but he said that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are what? Called according to his purpose. Now let's break it down even more. Because this is an appointed time, God created this time. He predestined this time in your life. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. Whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say then? If God be for us, who can be against you? Understand what God is saying to you right now, son, daughter of God. If God be for you, it doesn't matter who's trying to come against you. Why? Because him by himself is greater than all the world against you. Come on, somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, come on now, get it this morning. Oh, where are my people at this morning? Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God. So understand, you are in an appointed time. You are in a Moedim. This is the time that God created that you would receive what? Favor, his divine presence and influence on your life. According to Psalms 102, it says in verse 13, Psalms 102, verse 13, says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to what? Favor her. Yes, the set time is come. So the favor, the appointed time is here. You're not going to have to wonder. I'm telling you right now, as a prophet of God in your life, your time of favor is here. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, you better get this. Type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, type, I receive it. It is so. All right, Psalms, that was Psalms 102. Hey, glory. And let's go to this Genesis 26 for time's sake, amen? Because in this time of favor, it doesn't matter who's coming against you. What God wants you to get in this understanding right here, right now, that, our glory, whoo, my God, that you are entering in something. You are working toward what is called the Feast of First Fruit. It's called the, in Acts, it was called Pentecost, okay? It wasn't called the Feast of Pentecost until Acts chapter 2. It was originally designated as the Feast of Weeks because it was one day and seven completion after Passover, okay? So after the first day of Passover, then they begin to count 7 weeks, amen? It's also called the Feast of First Fruits. Amen. Exodus. Let's go here. Exodus 34. Just so that way Exodus 34. Come on. There we go. You are in a set time of favor. And it's because right now. Oh, yes. Sister Sarah. Amen. JJC the King. Amen. Understand, get this. You are in and you're going to walk in a time of favor. God is going to favor you with man and with him. Oh, my God. Look at Exodus 34. Look at for time's sake. Amen. Let me just get this here. Okay. Verse 22. Well, verse 18. The Feast of Unleavened Bread you shall keep 7 days as I commanded you in the month of Abib, because in it you came out of Egypt. Verse 22, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the Feast of Ingathering, which was called Tabernacles at the year's end. 3 times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord. Why? For I will cast out nations before you, enlarge your borders, and neither shall man desire thy land when you come to appear before the Lord 3 times in the year. 3 times. Name a cat. Amen. Good morning, woman of God. See, when you understand that God says 3 times in the year, three times, glory. Name a cat. This is your time of favor. The Lord wants me to tell you. He knows, he's been seeing what you've been going through, but now he has come down to not only deliver you, but to make your enemies your footstool. Because the Bible says in Psalms 23 that he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies and your cup. Listen to what I'm saying, woman of God. Your cup shall run over in Jesus' name. No more lack, no more debt, no more poverty, but this will be your season of the overflow, saith the Lord. See, when you understand that, oh my God, that because God made this, God set the time. He said, you shall observe the feast of weeks of the what? First fruits. This word first fruit is the Hebrew word, the bikor, which means the first of the crops, or the first that was ripe. The bread made of the new grain offered at Pentecost, or the day of the first fruits. Penti stands for 50. 50, and the number 5 stands for the word grace. Woo, my God, you are in a time of favor and grace. Oh, my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, type it right now. Come on, here's the last scripture. Let me just share this with you so that way we can get ready to pray, sow our seed, and get on with the week, because I promise you. Woo, my God, I promise you. Oh, my God, I promise you. If you will receive this word, God will do not only miracles in your life, but you'll no longer have to believe God for miracles, because you're going to be walking in the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow. Come on, Sister Naima. Can you, ha, Glover, can you declare it is so? Come on, type it is so right now. Okay, Genesis chapter 26. Amen. Here we go. Genesis 26. Look at what he says. Amen. Okay. And it says, and this is talking about Isaac. He says, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, do not go to Egypt, but dwell in the land that I'll tell you. Sojourn in this land, or dwell, or make your living space in this land, and I'll be with you. See, you must be where God tells you to be, and I'll be with you. And will what? Bless you, empower you to prosper and be successful. For unto you and your seed, I will give all these countries. Woo! Someone type, I receive it. It is so. And I will perform the promise, the oath that I swore unto Abraham, your father. And I will make your seeds to multiply as the stars of the heaven. And I will give unto your seed all these countries. And then your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Let's see what is the Hebrew meaning of this, the Gerar. The lodging place. Oh, my God, the dwelling place. Someone type, Someone type, I'm in my Gerar. Come on now. I'm gonna type this. I'm at my Gerar. Oh, my God. See, when you're where God told you to be, not only is he with you, but the blessing of the Lord is turned on. The faucet of the blessing is turned on your life. Oh, my God. Let me see here. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land, in the land of Gerar, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. I'm here to prophesy for you. Woo! Today, this is your season of the 100-fold and the blessing. Oh, come on now. Woo, you better get this right now. Come on now. Let's get ready to sow our seed. Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, when you sow your seed, you are doing what the word says. Genesis 8:22. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. The seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. You must be consistent in your seed time sowing. And the harvest is the manifestation of the fruit or the harvest from your seed sowing. Okay. So how do you sow your seed? It's easy. There it is right there. You can sow directly into the ministry by using the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Amen. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Amen. INT.org. Okay. You can, because there we have our PayPal link right there. You can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Okay, that's the first way. Now, our glory. Woo! Now, so we've been challenging everyone to do either the new beginning seed of 8888 or 18888, because the Bible says that this would be your season of new beginnings, okay? But also he said in 2024 that this is your season of obedience to new beginnings. So the 2024 seed is $224 or $2,024 or your very best seed. Now, sow that into, if you use now what is called the teruma. This is where he says that when you begin to sow into the hand of the prophet, he says, and the first of all first fruits, this is the season, this is your feast of first fruits that we're going into, of every oblation or teruma, shall be the priest, and you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to remain or rest in your house. See, when you put it into the hand of the prophet, now you open the prophet's mouth to speak the blessing of the Lord. That's Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. When you sow it directly, come on now, into my Cash App, $MD Bryant. Now, even right now, as I speak the blessing of the Lord over your life, in the name of Yahshua, I declare and decree, you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, he shall give you, and whatever your hands touch shall be blessed. You have favor with man and with God, and your cup shall overflow. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrow. Now the prophet has spoken the blessing to rest and remain in your house. That's the word. So listen, sow your seed, allow God to be your help and your shield, and watch how God turns everything around for your good. Be blessed. I'll see you tomorrow morning.